Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Asia. May I please have your zip code?
Good morning, Asia. My zip code is 37343. How do you
spell
Asia? I'm sorry,
what was that zip code again?
I'm sorry, 37343. And how do you spell Asia?
A-S-I-A.
A-S-I-A. Okay. I was going to name my daughter Asia Star, and my husband at the time, we were going to name her A-Z-H-A, and it was like, you're going to mess up that child's entire life if you do that. Anyway, I apologize, Asia.
May I please have your first and last name?
My name is Anitra Farmer.
Okay, and for security purposes, could you please verify the address on this account?
8245 West Lakeside Circle, Hickson, Tennessee, 37343-5918.
Thank you for that. I do see where our Wi-Fi booster was purchased. How may I help you today?
Okay, Asia, when I purchased that Wi-Fi booster, all I was purchasing was a Wi-Fi booster for $7.95 or whatever. And then all of a sudden, $50 appeared on my credit card. I did speak with Jay on the 5th, and he said, well, what you did was sign up for a monthly. And it's like, look, I didn't agree to that. And he couldn't find a supervisor to get me my money back, but he did cancel the $50 a month for the rest of, for ongoing. However, right now I need that $50 back.
Okay, so being that we did not receive a call within those 48 hours to get the account canceled out, out of that $49.97, what I can do for you today is provide you with a 35% refund, which is a total of $17.48.
No. I want $49.97 put right back in my credit card because I did not agree to give you guys $49.97. Never did.
There's no way
never
for
have.
Any of our
Pardon?
There's no way for any of our customers to purchase any of our items if those terms and conditions are agreed to. I can reach out to my supervisors to see if I'm able to get you a higher refund, but those charges are valid charges. Would you like for me to do that for you today?
I very much would. And what I've also done is emailed you guys the form that I filled out that did not say one word about a membership for $49.97, but they sent it back saying, hey, you got to call customer service. So, yes, supervisor.
That
please.
Is correct. Give me just a moment while I reach out to my supervisor.
Thank you, Asia.
Okay, after speaking with my supervisor, she stated that the highest refund that I am eligible to do for you today is provide you with a refund of $24.98.
May I speak
customer,
with the supervisor, please?
We all go by the same protocol.
That is fine, but I never agreed to $49.97 coming out of my credit card. That is why I need it back right now. Period.
Okay, so there's no way for any of our customers to purchase that item if those terms and conditions are agreed to.
Well,
all of the information is provided.
You did not let me know that. All you did was give me a form to fill out, and the form only said 745. I don't even want the Wi-Fi booster. I want my money back. I'm having trouble right now getting insurance. and that's the next fight I have to do, but I need this money back. I hear you. You don't need to say it again. I hear you. Give me a supervisor or their supervisor. Because no,
we all go by the same protocol. The highest refund that I am eligible to do for you today is that 50% refund, which is a total of $24.98.
I hear you. I want somebody way above you because I didn't agree to it. And you can't take money when I did not agree to something. Damn.
Those terms and conditions, they do have to be agreed to before we take any charges away from you. I've reached out to my supervisor. The highest refund that I am eligible to do for you today is that 50% refund.
You've said that several times. I'm saying to you, I never agreed to it. I want my money back. So you can't do it. Your supervisor can't do it. Well, there's somebody there that can. Or the FTC can.
We all go by the same protocol. I can reach back out to my supervisor to see if I can get you a higher refund, but that charge is a valid charge. There's no way for you to order any of our products if those terms and conditions aren't agreed to. Give me just a moment.
Well, I never agreed to them. That's why. Damn it.
Give me just a moment. I'm still speaking with my supervisor.
Thank you, Asia. And my doctor's calling me right now, so kind of need to move on.
Okay, so after speaking with my supervisor, she agreed to a full refund of that $49.97. That refund will take 3 to 5 business days. You will also receive a refund confirmation email within 24 to 48 hours as well. Is there anything else that I could assist you with today?
Not at all, Asia. Please forgive me for my anger. It's going to be a frustrating day. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you, and I hope you have a wonderful day.
Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great one.
Thanks. Bye-bye.